Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Dirt and Sprague.
Paddock, Kessler secures it. And the Jazz bring it out of backcourt. Cross-court pass intercepted by Tamani. And here's Drew to lay it up and in.
I bet for the Jazz, it feels like there's seven blazes on the floor.
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
Here's your one. Swing and a ball drilled. Left field. If it's fair, it's gone. And that one is fair, and it's gone. Back to back to begin the game. And the Blue Jays lead it. It's 2-0. How do you like that?
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right. 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1. The Fan. And the Fan Sports Network. Happy Thursday, everybody. How we doing?
What is happening?
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How we doing? You ready to roll? Ready to roll today?
I think I am.
Think you're ready?
I feel like I'm kind of all over the place right now. I had to get my drops board up, and then I have another pop-up that I can't get rid of. I'm still cutting up Magic Hat stuff.
You got to battle the pop-ups. The pop-ups are always there, man. It's an epidemic in this country now. Every website you want to go to, you try and read that article. I don't think so. Here comes a big old pop-up right in the way.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying.
Very annoying.
I've noticed ESPN has gotten this lately. Like, when I go to the website, they have a video that it splits above the sports, you know, you got NFL.
Yes. Yeah, whatever
your
Disney
tabs
movie
or whatever
tied
tabs
to right now.
Yeah, it splits above the tabs and then below the tabs. Yeah. So when you scroll, it just keeps going down with
you.
Yeah.
You can't escape it. It's following you as you scroll.
You got to wait for that giant X.
And then you exit out, and then usually it pops back up two or three more times.
You are going to go see that Disney movie,
You are not going to miss this ad. There's nothing you could do, whether you like it or not.
It's just so, so annoying.
Was it you telling me the other day that we're now going to have to deal with ads on GPS things? Is that a real story?
Yeah.
Sorry, is that a Magic Hat thing?
I'm really good at that this week.
Yeah, I've been solid. I know.
You're just going to have to start keeping those to yourself.
Yeah, you can't tell me anything. I'm going to bring it up on the show because I don't know what's in the Magic Hat. It's magic. That's the beauty of the hat. It's all a mystery to me.
I don't know either.
Yeah, we're all finding out in real time. In fairness, we never get to everything in the Magic Hat. Some of them end up sitting in there for a month.
Yeah, no, I saw this yesterday that it was announced that Apple has officially sold Map Space. So be prepared in whatever Apple uses maps. I think is it Google Map or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think it's Google Maps.
Whoever their map is, prepare that when it's on your car screen, you're going to have a Pepsi ad pop up.
Imagine you need to know if you need to turn in the next 2 miles. Yeah, Where do I turn?
Coke Zero.
Hold on. No, wait. I just stop in the middle of the highway as I'm trying to. Hold on. I have to wait for my hat. I don't know where my exit is anymore. I can't exit out of it. I can't.
Well, I really wasn't joking. I really think that commercial where kids are going across the graduation stage with like company names, yeah. I really won't be shocked to see that in my lifetime.
Totally missed opportunity on my part. I should have named Teddy after a company. What was I doing? Great branding opportunities there. Totally missed the mark.
How much would a company, honest hand to God, have to pay you for you to put their company name within his full name in the hopes that he is...
turns into something?
Well, or announced, and it's just like a constant advertisement.
To be fair, not to humble brag on myself, I'm in a bit of a unique situation. How many people get to talk about their kids in front of an audience of people every single day? So I think there's some built-in value just in that, whether he goes across a stage someday or not, which, you know, hopefully there's a stage at some point in his life that he's walking across.
Now, what stage is it?
Come on down to the main stage. Teddy ballgame. What? So I, you know, I'm already kind of leading the other parents.
Teddy two balls, Teddy to the main stage.
He's got two balls and he's ready to rock your world.
Oh yeah, ladies.
All right, this is getting uncomfortable. But giving him a name of like, you know, Teddy AutoZone Johnson, and every time I bring him up on the show, I have to mention the full name. I should get a little cut from that.
Yeah, how much? How much?
Now, is it like a lifetime fee or is it
30-year buy?
30-year buy, huh?
Yeah, so like when you stadium naming rights.
And 30-year deal. Anytime you talk about him to a group of more than 10 people, so this would qualify.
Yeah.
You have to say Teddy AutoZone Johnson.
What would be the funniest one to do?
Well, I think it'd be funny for you to have to do that and you have to go, yeah, I was feeding Teddy AutoZone Johnson.
Every time. Every
get in time. The zone. Auto zone.
You have to do the tag read at the end of the name, so you do the sponsor name and the tag read at the end of it.
I want to know how much that costs.
I kind of want Teddy Olive Garden Johnson.
Yeah.
Here, your family.
When you're here, your family.
Let's see. 30-year buy. It'd have to be pretty significant. Pretty significant.
Is that to you, though?
I know. To everybody, it's
you
different.
Versus them is different. If you say 150K, they'd be like, here you go.
Yeah, I'm not doing 150K for 30-year naming right. That's, you're lowballing me now. That's really? A long time. I'm on the radio. I'm mentioning this name a lot.
Now, do you want it all up front? Or is it?
I want an upfront sum. I want an upfront sum so I can invest it properly.
So you get the annuity in so you can pay for college.
Yes.
But what if he becomes like a C student who's not gifted athletically at all?
They're going to want out of that deal, but that's too bad. You signed a 30-year contract. That's not my fault. You can buy me out of this deal if you want. Now I'm Brian Kelly. Now I'm feeling great. Now you want to buy out of the contract just to fire to get rid of the naming rights, and I'm retired. I don't have to work again.
It'd be funny if they had like GPA requirements within the contracts.
You gave me $2 million, I'd think about it. $2
million? $2
million? $2 million, I'd do it.
I don't know if that's... Is that worth it for the company?
Probably not.
$2 million's a lot.
Look, you got to start strong in negotiations. I'm not, you know,
yeah.
$75K. What are we doing here? It's not enough money.
It'd be funny if you thought you're getting $2 million and they started like $15,000.
Like, what? Come on, man. No.
What is my first radio contract?
I'm getting hosed over here, man. What am I, back making minimum wage again? I don't think so. We're going in the rear view mirror now. We're trying to move forward.
Yeah, I don't know if it get to $2 million, but again, I'm not going to be surprised
if somebody
does do this.
Yeah, the ads popping up during GPS things is very problematic if that ends up actually happening. That's a bit of an issue.
Do you guys
now
have
maybe
the map?
You can still see the map, but there's just like a corner ad. Are we going to get like one of those we're playing through during a PGA Tour event where it's like dual screen, you split it into two, and I get an ad, but my GPS map is still up?
Well, I'm wondering as you're going by, as the map goes by different businesses, like if something will just pop up as a business.
Smart idea by you.
That's a TM.
That's a smart idea.
That's a $1 billion idea.
Because they have access to all those businesses on any route you're going to take.
And they know where you are at all times because, you know, you're using your maps.
So if your map is going by an AutoZone, then it, you know, pops
up. What if it just like you're driving by, you know, you have to turn left in a mile and you drive past it and all of a sudden you're just quietly in your car. Get in the zone! AutoZone!
Whoa! 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 Whoa, that threw me for a loop. What if it could track the ability to, like, see where, because I get this all the time in my neighborhood. There are Three Mountain Plumbing trucks every day. I feel like I drive by one.
You're damn right there are. That's a local company, ThreeMountainSomeServices.com.
That's right. And now I would love the idea of it could sense that you're around a work truck. Like, I'm stopped at a red light behind a Three Mountains Plumbing truck, and then I get Brandon Sprague jumping in. Hey, Sprague here. What? Hey, whoa, what's going on, man?
That depends on if they've got the Three Mountains.
Let me tell you about the great deals they got going on right now.
Transponder low jacks on those on those vans.
I didn't ask for any of this, but I'm not upset by it.
You remember the scene in Back to the Future 2 when Marty goes to the future and he goes to the classic diner that he continues to pop in? And in it is like the virtual waiter. And it's basically you can choose who you want your waiter to be. And at this point, it's either Ronald Reagan or it's Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Like, I wonder if you can do that for future advertisements.
Can you do that still on the maps? Like, you can change your voice of your person to like an Australian voice or something?
Boy, do you guys have your maps talk? I don't.
No.
I don't.
I just look at the map and go, okay, I got 3 miles. I'll look at that point.
Yeah, I do the
same
thing.
My wife does. She has the...
I hate it.
Now, does she change the voice or does she go generic voice?
No, she didn't want whatever some, like, voice pops up.
British guy, some proper British guy telling her.
Like, I think it's the default female voice.
The generic gal.
It's helpful to be like, you know, don't speed in certain spots or don't run a light because red light, camera, ahead. But, like, I feel like it doesn't shut up.
No. I'll only do it if I'm somewhere that I'm not familiar with. Like, if I'm out of town, we're on vacation driving around somewhere, and I truly don't know where the hell I'm going, then I'll use the voice because it's a little bit easier. But around here, you're just like, I have a general idea of where I'm going. I just need a little bit of a proper, you know, point me in the right direction occasionally.
Yeah, I don't like them talking.
Yeah, then I don't do the audio.
They talk over the music.
That's a tough part when you're listening on Bluetooth and you're trying to listen to music off of your phone and then it just is interrupted every 10 seconds.
Well, I thought there's a feature that you can, it'll pause the music while they talk and then it picks it back up when they're done.
It usually does, I think.
But I don't know if that's more annoying.
Mine turns down. It doesn't pause.
Well, you can flip it.
Oh, it's still annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like my music paused.
I'm right in the middle of my Freebird solo over here and all of a sudden my gal's telling me I got to take a right and four exits? What are we doing? I still got a couple more miles to go.
Yeah, I don't know when this is going to be rolled out, but it's definitely happening. It was announced that Apple's going to have advertisements on their maps. So.
We said Teddy Johnson and Johnson Johnson. That's pretty good. That's pretty solid. Nobody can really tell. Yeah, Teddy Johnson and Johnson Johnson's very excited for his first Halloween tomorrow, man. He's fired up.
Why is there three Johnsons in that kid's name?
There's a lot of Johnsons. Don't worry about it. Teddy Ballpark Frank Johnson.
Ooh, Ballpark Frank.
Ballpark Frank, good.
Got to be all beef, though.
Then I might even just trade out. Can I get trade instead of the cash? Just give me a lifetime supply of Ballpark Franks.
You want that many hot dogs?
That's a lot of hot dogs.
That's a lot of hot dogs.
I could eat a lot of hot dogs.
A lot of pissed with your kid be, depending on who you sold his name rights to.
Yeah, what if he doesn't like hot dogs?
Yeah, what if he's a vegan?
That would be tough.
Yeah,
he would want to change that name after 30 years.
Dad, how come you're just getting paid in hot dog? Well, Teddy, I love dogs. Took that over the money.
Who didn't love hot dogs, man? Everybody loves hot dogs. Every kid loves hot dogs.
When is enough enough? Like, are we...
Never.
Nope. It's never going to be enough.
We're not
is it?
There yet.
The
I
answer
feel
is
like
never.
We're getting close.
You think we're getting close?
No. But
I feel like everything is going to start getting sold. Like the dumbest of things. The crosswalks are going to get sold.
Yeah. We said, great. Knowing my algorithm, every peeler joint will pop up on the map while I'm driving around a family around town.
That would be terrible. If your Instagram search...
Hey, this is Sassy here for Sassy's.
Whoa. Are you interested in steak bites?
Steak bites Saturday night.
Becky here for stars. Oh, what is this? What is this?
I've never been here before. I've never gone here. What is happening right now? Who got a hold of my phone? Who's kids? You've been playing on my phone.
Are you looking for new G-strings?
What? I don't wear G-strings. You would get one from the sex shop you walked into to buy me the cheerleader costume. You've been there before. The GPS pinged. You were in there.
Buy that lover's outfit
looking for
your co-host.
Specialty toys this weekend for Valentine's Day.
It's going to be terrible. I'm
going to
hate
it. We're going to hell in a handbasket, man.
Man, are you worried there?
Not getting any better. Yeah. So, you know,
day by day.
Day by day.
By day by day.
By day by day.
All right. Well, we got a loaded show today.
We do.
Yeah. It's a Josh Pate Thursday.
Yes.
7:40.
Pate State University. I feel like we've delayed a lot. It's got to be a big emotional swing on this show.
There's no chance. It's over. They're not going to win a game in Toronto. The series is done.
He might fight you.
It's over.
He's not a violent
man. They got on the mound in games. They're going to win game 6. We know they are. And then they're going to get to game 7. Yeah. Anything can happen. Shohei will hit 4 home runs. The series is over. The Dodgers are going to win. We all know they're going to win.
This should be the verbal equivalent to you being tickled. And you basically threatened my life with a tickle. He's doing that to
Am
you
I tickling
right now.
His emotions? Is that what you're telling me?
Tickling him in anger.
I told him. I come up swinging.
Yeah. So we'll start there, and then we'll get into the magic hat.
Too bad the Dodgers can't swing it.
Man, I mean, you did that one to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. You just hit yourself. Yeah. You're Jim Carrey in the bathroom.
What are you doing? I'm beating my own ass.
It's an anniversary today, and I don't know if you guys are aware of it or if you've thought of it, but there's an anniversary to talk about at 7 a.m.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll get to that. Magic Hat 630. Let's start. Dodgers got yay savaged. Not so much yay, just a lot of savage. We'll start with the World Series. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Book Shambi on the call. ESPN Radio, a record for a MLB rookie pitcher. 12 Ks last night in the World Series for Yay Savage.
A record that had held since, what, the 1940s or
Dom Nukebaum or some like old 40s name?
Struck out 11 100 years ago, and this is the first time that's been topped by a rookie pitcher. What a year for this guy. He started his season in what, double A, single A?
No, single A.
And well, then worked single? His way all the
he
way
was
up.
He was in the Hops League.
Like, that's where he was pitching in April.
Imagine if he called a
yes,
game.
Yes, you could have shown up in Hillsboro.
Yeah, he was gone by the time Vancouver got to Hillsboro. Okay. So they didn't show up till partway through the season. He was already been called up.
I mean, just wild to go from there to imagine telling him in that moment when he's pitching in front of like 3,000 people in a game in April, you're going to be starting game 5 of the World Series and strike out 12 in Dodger Stadium.
I mean, we're a game away from the Blue Jays winning the World Series and beating the Dodgers.
Man, it's a shame it's not going to happen, man. It's been a great run. To push it all the way to seven, though, congrats on to the Blue Jays for a phenomenal year.
I am terrified he's going to cut the mic and just come in here and choke you out. Just wait until you pass out.
I'm going to be happy Gilmore's caddy. He's getting choked out on the ground.
He's Homer, you're Bart.
Look, I have been tweeted multiple times by listeners that I cannot relent. At this point, the magic, whatever I'm doing is working, and I can't slow down. I can't stop now, baby. So we're not going to die yet. We're still going.
Yamamoto's got to be Yamamoto. If he doesn't go the distance and be lights out, then
it's over. I mean, the offense is the biggest thing for me. I know the bullpen hasn't been perfect the last two, but like that offense.
Offense has disappeared. Mookie is not doing anything.
He
said himself he's terrible.
Yeah, he's bad.
Bottom of the lineup has not done much of anything. They're striking out way too much.
Are you resigning yourself here? Because you even yesterday, I thought you sounded still a little kind of cocky. You're like, yeah, go back to Toronto, be all right. That was pretty pissed.
I don't know what happened to Snell between earlier in the playoffs. Something ain't right because they were sitting on his fastball those first two batters and said, you throw me a fastball and we're...
I think it was just a right read on the scouting report. Like, it was funny last night because I got home and we were on a walk or something, and I looked at my clock and I was like, wow, it's 5:00. I think the game's probably started. And I turned it on, and like 30 seconds later, it was the first home run. And I'm like, whoa, that was good timing on that part.
Yeah, back-to-back homers.
And then two pitches later, they hit another two home runs in the first three pitches of the game. And that's really all you needed to see. The Dodgers only scored one run for the game. But I'm not the biggest Smoltz guy, but I thought he brought up a good point about how Snell struggled locating and throwing his fastball in game one when he lost. And they just, I think, came into the game saying he's going to try and establish his fastball and get ahead of guys because he couldn't really locate it in game one. And so they came out clearly looking for it. And they were like, all right, we're going to sit on if I get a first pitch fastball, I'm swinging. And Schneider did it first pitch of the game. And then Vladdy Jr. did it three pitches later. It was just a good game plan on their part.
It's all on Yamamoto tonight. If the Dodgers get behind early, I don't know what they're going to do.
Where are you at mentally? Are you like preparing for the emotional letdown of a championship loss? Because it sucks to be in that spot.
It does suck.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys are ever going to recover.
You're going to lose
all your good players.
I mean, they're all going to be gone next year. The Dodgers will never win anything again.
See, that's what's funny about this is like it does suck to lose a title. I don't care how good your team is in spending money or not.
Winning one last year takes a little bit of the pain away. Current state of the organization takes a little bit of the pain away.
I was going to say, because they're not going anywhere. And they're going to get all the best bullpen pitchers and right.
spend $500 million more dollars on everybody
Sign
they want.
Sign Kyle Schwarber and be right back in the spot.
Three starting pitchers.
Thing I will guarantee you is they will not sign Kyle Schwarber because Schwarber's a DH and they can't sign a DH with Otani.
You're right there. That's just an example that we like to
use. Otani can do anything you want him to do.
Yeah, have him start playing first base. Yeah. Put him over there. Just let
Freddie short.
Yeah, Freddie can
move. Put Mookie back in the outfield.
If Muncy can move to third and second, Mookie can play short. Yeah, whatever. Freddie can play second base. He's fine. Frederick, figure it out.
What's your second baseman's name again? Is it Edmund?
Tommy Edman.
Would
you rather Tommy Edman or Schwarber? Just figure it out. Make Betts play second.
Yeah, look, he's not going to turn a lot of double plays, but he'll hit 57 home runs this year. What's the trade-off there? It doesn't sound like a bad idea.
The Dodger defense has been not good.
But Mookie almost threw one away, too, trying to turn a double play.
Been throwing him sideways a lot in the playoffs.
What do you think his deal is, man? He's just not playing good baseball in
general. He's in his own kitchen at this point. I think you go through a scuffle like that offensively, and it impacts other aspects of your game because it's all he's probably thinking about. And I think he's lost for answers. He's tried to attack early. Yeah. It's not working. He's tried to sit on certain pitches.
Third in the lineup so he's not right behind Shohei, where you have the pressure of they're walking him. You got to come through.
Here's what I will say. Like, all jokes aside, the series feels like it has leaned one direction heavily. If Yamamoto shuts him out in game six, then you're in a game seven.
And then it's
anything
game seven and whatever happens, happens.
And you can bring in any pitcher you want. Yamamoto damn near threw on 2 days rest in the 18-inning game. They had him warming up at the end of that game. And so all hands on deck for a game seven. At that point, anything can happen. Yeah. You'll see Shohei for a bit. You'll see all of their arms for a
bit. Glasnow will start, but then, Shohei, Kershaw might come in. Sasaki could go the last three. I mean, who knows?
I'm torn here because I know you're getting a lot of grief on our program with the Giants fan to my left, but I'm torn because I kind of like the Blue Jays. I think it'd be cool to watch the Blue Jays win a World Series, but also I want a game seven.
Yeah.
And if you get a game seven.
But then the risk, then there's a risk in game seven.
100%.
That's the danger of it.
But I called Dodgers in seven, so yeah. I'd kind of also be right.
You would. It would ultimately end up being correct.
If anybody out there bet Blue Jays in six, you had to have had massively great odds.
I would imagine so.
I would imagine plus 650, plus 750,
had to be
something
up
like
there.
That.
Yeah. I mean, even as of yesterday, they were still plus 120 or 116.
It
yeah,
was
just to win the series.
Yeah.
So if you gambled on that, you're feeling even good. You know, those odds aren't great, but they won last night, and they've got to be the favorite at this point. We've seen teams do this, though. We've seen teams that have had to go. The Nationals did this to the Astros in, 2018, 2019?
That was the series the road team won all seven games.
Every single game, but they were down 3-2. They had to go back to Houston for game six and game seven.
Oh,
they
yeah.
won game six,
yeah.
and then they won game seven on the road. And so teams have been able to do it before. It just all rests on the arm of Yamamoto, and they got to find a way to get their offense
first
going.
Inning, Yamamoto, his diciness is just settling in. He's most vulnerable in the first inning. If he gets through the first inning clean, and then the Dodgers can take an early, even if it's a solo home run, just get ahead one zip.
Are they going Gausman game six?
Yes.
Okay. You guys have bigger names recognition, but it's kind of crazy to watch how mirror image of your teams they are. Like, their offense is either boom or bust. It's like the Blue Jays have been kind of stumped in this one by Yamamoto.
Well, you need
but
the
also
bottom of the Dodger
of
lineup
to seven.
Yeah, the bottom of the Dodger lineup needs to do what the bottom of the Blue Jays lineup is just get on base, keep it going, get guys on base to get back to the top with Vladdy and Varsho and those guys.
Well, the other part, too, I've been surprised about, and this is just kind of the slumping part of the offense for the Dodgers. I don't think Toronto's bullpen is that great either.
No.
jokingly say Varland and Little are always going to give up a run. Little gave up the game-winning home run, and Varland went in there and gave up a run yesterday or the game before.
No, they can get to the bullpen. But
they haven't produced.
They can't solve Yusavage, so they won't see him tomorrow. If they get to a game seven, he might come back.
I could see him coming out in game seven.
He would totally do that.
Yeah.
It's been really cool, though, at least for baseball, to see Vladdy. It's one thing to have a household name like that in a series like this. It's another thing to have a guy like that deliver. And so you had the Ohtani game where he hits multiple home runs, which is great for the sport. The ratings in Japan have been off the charts, shockingly, I know. The ratings in Canada have been great because the Blue Jays are involved in the series. And so you're getting a worldwide rating for this.
Oh,
that's one of the best we've ever seen in the history of baseball.
Yeah.
And Vladdy is delivering, which is just massive. Like, you get young guys on a big stage. Everybody knows his dad. Everybody knows Vladdy. He's been in home run derbies. He's now had back-to-back games of home runs. He's been outstanding the entire postseason. If they win, he's probably the World Series MVP.
Oh, you think he's going to be MVP?
I mean, I would just give it to him because of his name, and he's hit multiple home runs in the series. The one that he hit off of Ohtani the other night was massive to kind of swing
it's
the momentum of it.
It's Savage.
Yeah.
Those are the
Savage. Yeah, Savage has been
great. If Savage came back in game seven and, like, closed it out.
Like a Randy Johnson Diamondbacks thing?
He might get it.
Madison Bumgarner. Hello. Game seven. People don't forget. Greatest World Series performance we've ever seen.
Quite literally just forgot. But thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, you're welcome. That was their third title in 5 years.
He pitched three times in that series, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Won game one, he won game five, and he won
game
seven.
Game
through
seven.
Five innings in game seven. Yeah, yeah. Three That's titles right. in 5 years. That's we call that a dynasty in sports when you win three in 5 years.
Well, it's been
if you only have 1.25 over the course of a decade, they don't call that a dynasty.
Cut his mic. I told you it was going to happen. Told you. That was so long ago, I forgot. That's my apologies.
I know, a long-suffering fan. It's been a minute for me.
You guys suck.
Lost in the abyss.
You're terrible.
Dodgers are beating me down.
Hired maybe the wrong college manager, too. Should have stole our beef manager.
No, he's great.
Get you a great one.
We're fired up.
Yeah, go Beavs.
Introductory press conference today. The journey back to World Series begins now.
That makes you kind of excited about that. I don't care about your team.
What the hell, dude? Bob Melvin was a glass of cold milk. He was the personality of a cardboard box. So give me somebody with a little spunk. I'm all for it.
I much prefer cold milk to warm milk.
Oh, without a doubt.
I never understood the warm milk facet.
I never got it.
Do that to go to sleep. Never got it.
No.
It just seems weird.
I always thought it was weird.
How long do you heat it up in like a? Do you put it in like a little tea thing? Do you put it in
a
microwave?
Little saucepan.
Little saucepan.
A saucepan. What are you, a cat?
Yeah.
Why would you put it in a saucepan?
Because you don't want like the
people just drinking milk that's warm out of a saucepan.
Well, then you pour it in a cup.
It's like a coffee mug.
Yeah.
What?
No, you warm it up on the stove slowly.
You
if
lick
you put
your
it
paws
in the
too?
Microwave, it'll get. All weird.
I had a night where I had to stay. What?
You can't nuke milk.
Yeah, you can. I've done it.
Ugh.
I had a summer. I'd stay with my grandma for a couple weeks, and I could not fall asleep. And she was, my grandma used to stay up till like 2 or 3 a.m. Like, she was a crazy night owl. And I remember saying, like, I can't sleep. And she's like, why don't you just warm up some milk? And I remember saying, just lightly enough where she couldn't hear. I'm like, that's the stupidest thing.
That's not going to help in any way, shape, or form.
Warm milk?
That is not my problem of being able to go to sleep right now. It's not going to impact me in any way.
Dirt, you got a young child.
Yes, I
want to ask
do.
You, if you came home and Teddy ball game, Teddy AutoZone Johnson was 11.
AutoZone owes us something now at this point in the show. This is 30 minutes of mentions.
I know.
Cut me a check at this point.
At least get some free brake pads.
Yeah, can I get some?
Rotors? Can we get rotors?
You rotate my tires or something, man?
What would you think if you saw your child drinking warm milk out of a saucepan?
Be a little concerned. We'd have some questions. We need to sit down and have a family chat.
Warm it
up in
the saucepan.
Did you used to drink it like that, Swag?
No, you warm it up in the saucepan and then you pour it into a mug.
Little dog,
into a mug.
Cat. We never did the warm milk thing with the kid. Some people do that. You get like the bottle warmers and stuff. But I think we were told that if you don't ever let them taste warm milk, then they don't really understand it outside of what
you didn't freeze milk and
directly
defrost it?
No, we never really did. We froze some, but we never ended up using it.
Really?
Yeah.
How long did you do the breastfeeding?
He wasn't a very good breastfeeder.
Yeah.
It only lasted a couple of months, and we kind of gave up. So we were more of a pump and dump family.
Pump and dump.
A lot of pumping and dumping.
We preserved the milk, froze it, and then defrosted.
Yeah. And in that case, you probably should warm it up because, you know, it's frozen. But the cold stuff was a lot easier than when you had to wake up in the middle of the night and not have to heat up a bottle. That was just like one more step that we didn't have to do. And he always drank the cold milk.
There you go.
It was
not
good.
Out of a saucepan.
Nope.
Magic Hat is next on The Fan.
All right, let's get to the Magic Hat.
It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics,
and
we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his Magic Hat.
Hocus Pocus, where are you?
Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Oh, all right, we got a magic hat. It's magic. It's Thursday. Okay, he's alive. I was a little worried.
He's there, making sure he's not pooping. He's back.
I mean, he doesn't like to hear that. He's at an age where if I don't see him after a certain point, I'm worried.
Word, yeah.
Hey, okay?
You're right out there.
Did you fall? Can't get up?
Help!
Life alert! Help!
Sneaky. Would you guys ever want to put one of those stairway ride things in your house when you're older?
Would love it.
Oh, the Costanza special?
Down, you sit down and just takes you up the stairs.
I would love that. Yeah. I would love it.
Strap me in, babe.
I'd take as much pride as I could in doing the stairs for as long as I could, but if I got to the point where it like pained me.
Couldn't get up and down.
I'd swallow that pride.
How long do those take? Is that 10 minutes of your day you're going up and down the stairs? Imagine how big of a pain in the ass is it like if you forget something, you come all the way down and you're like, feel your pockets. Damn it, I forgot my keys.
I don't know, because our staircase in the condo, it like does a little 180, so it halfway and spins
a little
back.
A swivel, yeah.
So I don't know how that would work.
I did think Life Alert was a great invention. We joke about it, make fun of it.
Brilliant invention. Like,
old people that fall and can't literally get up.
They're on their own.
They're living by themselves.
Dude,
it's a great idea.
All right, we ready? See what's in here?
I think we are.
What happened to Rest in Peace?
Oh, my God. I've wanted to talk about this with you guys since Monday, and so I've had to wait a little while.
What happened?
Well, so we have an open that plays on this program, and I quite enjoy the program. And I quite enjoy the Open. And the Open is Three's Company.
Yes.
We're configuring widgets.
Yes.
Okay? Come and knock on my door. Come and knock on my door.
Now, the beauty of this show is our age gap with Dirt and I and our delightful producer
esteemed,
over there.
Esteemed
colleague
you.
Producer, Jason Swigard, is we both have been able to enjoy one entertainer for the same reason. Just at different points of that person's life. And that would be the beloved R.I.P. Suzanne Summers.
Yeah, she was a hot forever.
She was a hot in his life
a
with Three's Company.
Multi-generational hot.
And then she came back in our life and step by step.
Boy, did she.
And made me have all kind of weird fantasies that they've now made a category on certain websites. Your dad's gone. Anyways, I digress. The point I'm bringing this up is, so Suzanne Somers passed away about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Have you seen what's happened with Suzanne Somers?
No, I have not. What's going on with her?
I really want to ask and vet this with you guys and listeners out there as well. For the ones that are married and pretty much for the most case happy, Suzanne Somers' husband, Alan Hamill, he did an interview and he admitted that he has created a Suzanne Somers AI twin.
What?
That he basically is living with and he has just replaced her, but he's made her AI. And he has said, he says the likeness, the personality, the voice, the thoughts.
Feels like she's still there.
He says it's as if she's not gone.
How long were they married for?
And how old is he now?
Yeah.
So I'm trying
to... old that could figure out AI. That's pretty impressive.
Well, I think
I'm sure somebody probably did it for him.
Yeah, I think he had somebody create this.
I get it. If you're... especially if you were like...
if you were married for like 50 years.
40, 50
years. They were married from 1977 to 2020.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
I understand that.
That's a long
your
time.
Companion of...
yes.
Yeah.
They have a son.
What year were you born, Swag?
71.
So imagine like that's your entire life. That's your significant other that you have spent every day with, every second with, talk to every day with, like that's
you
a
are,
long
yeah
time.
When that person goes passes, you're probably still in your own mind having conversations with them
without a doubt.
So that it's weird, but I understand that
a lot of people
yeah,
when you're married that long, usually when one goes the other one doesn't last very long. That was the case with my grandparents. They were married forever. And my grandpa died in 2007, and then my grandma got sick in like 2009, and she didn't, but she like had no will to fight. Like, I'm ready.
The Notebook.
Tap out. Like, yep, I'm done.
Hold hands.
That's
we're dying
it.
Together.
I'm ready to go.
I understand that.
I mean, it's weird. Don't get
it's
me wrong.
Weird.
It's weird.
No, trust
it's strange.
Me.
Part of this weird experience that we're having here on this moving rock through space is grief.
Yes.
And I'm not saying, look, I'm not even trying to act holier than thou on this dude.
Mm-hmm.
Married that long. Like, that's a long relationship.
Yeah, you're never, there's nothing. In
is there any element of like just allowing her to not exist that should be part of the experience is what I'm asking.
Well, if it's just for him, if he just has it in the home for him to provide some sort of comfort or, you know, whatever.
There's not a lot of...
he's not marketing it. He's not doing it. It's just for him at this point in his life. Then, okay.
And it's not like you're in a state of life, too, where there's, like, future prospects, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's, I got to imagine, pretty old and nearing the finish line himself. And they've been married for that long. And so it's like...
is he really going to go Bill Belichick? What are we doing?
No. Well, so here's the other part of this. And this may change your guys' thought.
Okay.
The creation of her AI twin places her estate at the forefront of the growing industry, digital legacy monetization.
Yeah. I mean, look, that's definitely a growing industry. And some of it is for sure weird. The only instance...
doesn't that cross a line in what we're talking about now?
Yeah.
Like, are you recreating her to capitalize on her...
well, that's what I say. Why is he doing?
I don't know.
Is he just doing it for him at the home because it provides him some comfort and normalcy in life?
It seems like it's
life?
A little both.
But if he's then trying to, you know...
then it's weird. Then, I mean, it's weird to begin with, but then it crosses a moral line of...
yeah.
That's
here's the
on,
other
man.
Part. You can't tell the difference between real Suzanne and her AI twin, he says, quote unquote.
I beg to differ, but...
I agree.
One's a computer and one's a real person.
Like, I don't care if she looks or sounds or...
now, did he create AI... now, how old was Suzanne Somers when she died?
She was
up there, right?
77. 77.
Now, did he recreate 75-year-old Suzanne Somers, or did he go like...
35-year-old Suzanne Somers.
Because then, you know, is that technology available?
So you guys, would you dabble in this idea?
If I'm married to my wife, we both make it 50, you know, we're married for
50 years.
Yeah. I'm 80 years old, and she is the first one to pass away. I wouldn't be opposed to it. That would just be, your kids are gone, you're in your house by yourself, I'm old, I'm going to die soon anyways. Like, I wouldn't have any issue with that. If somebody came to
you
me and said...
you wouldn't feel odd.
I would feel very,
very
weird.
Odd.
I'd feel very weird. I'm not going to say I wouldn't feel weird,
but
I don't know if I'd want to sit in silence in my own home for the remainder of my days.
Would you tell people that you have an AI, your wife, and like...
I mean, in 50 years, this probably would be a normal thing, because, you know, technology is a little terrifying.
Sure.
But, yeah, I would tell people. Man. How many people am I talking to when I'm 80 anyways? Who's checking in with me? You checking in with me when I'm 80?
I know. Yeah, well.
Hey.
Am I still alive?
Hey. 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 We're still here.
Let's put our teeth in and have a meal.
You know what time it is? 6:02.
Remember the glory days?
Ah, you missed living in America.
That makes me, what, like 96?
Portugal's great.
Are we still getting a tee time? Are we playing nine?
We can hit it 40 yards straight, okay? We can hit it.
Their bananas in Costa Rica are so affordable. And you don't have to take your teeth out.
I think it would be weird. I got to admit, I think I'm on the other side of this than you guys.
It would be weird.
I don't think I could do this.
Can I get...
I'd miss my wife beyond explanation, yeah. But like, yeah. I don't want to fake... I've been
well, again,
her
I think
on
now
using
is
ChatGPT.
Yeah, I know. I think now is different. Like, it would be devastating to obviously lose somebody, but like, you still have a long life to live. Like, that doing it at your age now would be very uncomfortable. I'm just making the outlier excuse for somebody that old. That I understand. And especially, dude, imagine if you were married to Suzanne Summers and you could get step-by-step Suzanne Summers mm-hmm. back in your house.
Well, can I make an argument? I think it's harder now than it would be at their age.
Mm.
Because I would know at that age, my time is very limited. It could be tomorrow. It could be in the next 10 years.
Could be at any moment.
Right? Now? Could you imagine doing it now? I don't want to date. I don't want to go on these apps. I don't want to swipe and get set up by somebody
but
and
eventually,
then not like
I mean,
them and but, then have to be the jerk guy who set up with somebody's friend. And you know what I mean? I don't want to do that.
Yeah. I'm with you. I agree with you.
It'd be terrible.
That would be awful. It would be terrible.
What do? I go to a local watering hole and I hook up with women. I don't
walk
like.
Into my bar, try and find somebody.
They don't fill the void.
No, they don't. That's why you got your AI wife in your house, man.
Yeah, it'd be weird.
All right.
Step by step, day by day by day. All right. Well, would you AI your significant other?
This is why we get rid of a Magic Hat early. That was one segment. We only got to one topic there.
I've really wanted to talk about that topic.
That's fast. I did not see that story. I remember she passed. I didn't know the husband was still alive.
I've been thinking about this.
We've done this
days.
Segment on sports broadcasters a million times because the NBC voice guy Swag brought up yesterday is AI, the guy who does the Knicks versus the runner, you know. And we've talked about would you ever want to bring an AI broadcaster? They did this for the Olympics. Al Michaels, not dead, but they used AI Al Michaels to call Olympic sports in the Olympics.
He okayed that.
He did.
He okayed
him,
it.
He said it was okay.
Yeah, they put him and it did like your personalized highlight package.
Yes.
So whatever events you wanted to, and then they AI'd Al Michaels.
Look, I'll still continue to say this. You give me one more Keith Jackson Rose Bowl, I'm all for it. I don't care. It's weird. I don't care if it's uncomfortable. It does. You give me Pat Summerall and John Madden calling one Packer-Niner game on a Sunday or a
give me
Cowboy.
One more Thanksgiving
yes,
game.
Yes, I'm not upset. Not every weekend, but you just give me one. I'm all right with it, man.
Imagine they did do a Keith Jackson, and he glitched. What?
Oh, no.
Damn it. Unplug it and plug
Stop
it back in.
Plug it. Plug it back in. Blow on the cartridge.
More Magic Hat next. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, we got a Josh Pate second hour around the corner. We got our big PP picks to make. There's only one game to pick.
Only one, yeah. You guys are playing. We got a Pac-2 championship this weekend. Round one.
This is huge. If Oregon State can win this game, we have secured...
You retain the cup.
You retain the rights.
Doesn't mean you won it, but you've retained the cup.
We need a trophy.
But if the Cougs win, all of a sudden, in a couple of weeks, they got a chance to reclaim a Pac-12 title.
Notice college football fans are starting to, at terrible places, go shirtless. There's actually a funny point. People were mad at Duck fans for doing this, taking their shirts off.
Yeah, rightfully so. That was the whole student section was pretty douchey. They all left at halftime. Spoiled California kids. Get them out of here.
Well, it was just funny because it's like the no shirt thing is supposed to be for terrible fan bases. And this is like a corporate thing coming in and trying to.
Exactly. It was embarrassing. Yeah, I was embarrassed for our student section. And I would like to publicly apologize on behalf of my university.
If they beat Washington State. Dare we see Scott Barnes shirtless in the student section waving his shirt?
Talk about somebody nobody wants to see. I don't think he would be well welcomed. Just stay away.
All right.
Here we go.
Anniversary top of the hour. What do we got?
Love the passion.
I do. We haven't dove into this, but we need to acknowledge how cool it is. It was really sad over there in Indianapolis when Jim Irsay passed away.
Yes.
Have you noticed his daughter at these games on the sidelines taking notes? Yeah. She has a headpiece in so she can hear the plays being called.
Yeah.
And I thought, I didn't pull the audio, I should have, so that's my apologies here. She did a press conference and she was asked, like, why do you have a headset on? Are you calling plays? And she's like, I'm not calling plays. I'm trying to learn the game.
Yeah.
And as an owner, I want to hear every element of what it means to be part of a game, from the coaching angle and then strategy. And then maybe you think this receiver did this thing wrong, but it really was the play call. Or she is trying to fully dive in and understand all the nuances of football. And I loved it because it's an owner that's passionate. It's an owner that clearly is showing she cares. And I loved her reasoning of, I get to hear every week where we're coming up short, even if they're not saying it on the headset of, we really could have used this week at the facility, it allows me to understand their thinking so maybe I can help and invest behind the scenes to help them be better every single week. Carly Irsay Gordon deserved a shout out.
Is she married?
Irsay Gordon.
Okay. I wasn't sure if, I didn't know if he was divorced.
She's not.
Is or was.
I mean, I was going to say, if she's not, she has become the most eligible bachelorette in the entire country.
Put her on
the ABC
show.
She owns an NFL team. She walks around with a headset on, takes notes, loves football. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is how we would all be if we were owners. I would totally be on the sideline with a headset on, taking notes.
I remember when they saw Phil during the title game and they were like, oh, he's got a headpiece on. I'm like, I would too if I basically
he owns the
team,
dude. He can do whatever the hell he wants. What's the point threshold where she's like, hey, we're up by 40. Can I get a call in here?
I don't think so. I think she respects it enough to not do that.
I mean, I wouldn't. If I were the owner, I'd say there's a threshold. Once we're over a certain threshold in the second half, it's a 35-point lead. Like, yeah, you know, let me
married talk. To Zach Gordon.
Okay.
All it says
lucky
about,
bastard.
It says she is the vice chair owner of the Colts. Zach Gordon's the spouse. They have three kids.
I mean, there are so many owners who don't care and aren't invested and don't know what the hell they're doing. When you see one, especially the one that, it, you know, it's handed down to you from the family, you're never quite sure how that's going to go.
Look at the Titans.
Look at the Titans, yeah. Right? This usually doesn't end well for a lot of folks. To see her invested in caring at that level is very, very cool and very exciting if you're a Colts fan.
And third generation, because Bob Irsay
third generation.
He moved him to Indy,
he moved him to Indy.
Baltimore. Good point.
And so, yeah, obviously cares about that family legacy name and everything that her grandfather father did before.
Jim was certainly an imperfect person. We knew about his demons publicly, but I actually think there's a little bit of, if there is something after this, I hope he's able to see it and feel proud, because clearly his passion and care, his kids saw that. Yeah. And was like, it would be a disservice to his memory and my grandfather's memory if I didn't care about this the way they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome.
Very cool.
Biggest disappointment is...
Yeah, weird. On Tuesday, like four different websites, I was reading articles. All four of them coincidentally wrote pieces about how the Atlanta Falcons are the most disappointing NFL team this season.
Huh?
They actually wrote some really good points of like...
I mean, they have been disappointed.
The general manager should be fired. He's been there 5 years. They haven't done nothing.
Yeah. The head coach should be fired.
He's not proving to be a great head coach. The OC is terrible.
No.
I just want to ask you guys, who is the most disappointing team in the National Football League this year to you?
It has to be Baltimore.
Yeah.
It has to be. Baltimore. Atlanta came in with like, hey, man, could they make the playoffs. Maybe they win the division.
Challenge the Bucs and make them, you know, that
the Ravens
sort of
have been knocking on the door. And that's just to the point right now, right? Not for the... We don't know how the season's going to end. Maybe they blow up Miami tonight, and you're like, hey, here we go. They're back in the right direction.
Lamar's missed 3 weeks.
They also blew multiple leads late, and he was, 1-3 as a starter before he got hurt?
But, are they beating Houston at home and not getting 40-pieced and doing nothing?
Maybe. Probably. I mean, they're not going to lose by 40, no, but do they win the game? I don't know. It wasn't like they were winning every game when he was healthy. He was playing. I'm not saying it was his fault. They were scoring a lot of points.
Yeah, you're talking about disappointing.
This isn't just Lamar's disappointing, but Baltimore came in with Super Bowl aspirations, and they are sitting at 2-5 7 weeks into the season.
I think because of his injury.
We also had Penix missed a game, too. That's Kirk Cousins on one leg trying to win a game, getting blown out at home by the Dolphins.
I had to think about this most disappointing team in the National Football League.
I would go Baltimore 1. I would go Atlanta 2 because of their record.
I think mine is Cincy.
Okay. Very similar.
And the Vikings could be in there.
I would also throw Houston in there. And I know they're coming off win, and maybe they make the playoffs, but Houston being below 500 nearly at the halfway point.
Houston's a good one. And for everything I said about Lamar missing time, I know Cincy fan could counter like Burrow Sprague.
Yeah.
I go, that's part of it, though. It's just like the inability for him to stay healthy again. Paired with defense still sucks. Quarterback situation is just a toss up at this point.
Yeah. A lot of disappointing teams, though.
Last one.
Boss, but why?
So I want you to imagine a world, Dirt, where you come into work to do the radio program.
Okay.
Okay. Swag's in here. Swag's tied up. You're scared.
He's tied up?
He's tied up.
Like literally tied up. Okay. Not like tied up with work. He's literally tied to something.
And the worst thing that can happen to Swag is piece of tape over his mouth, because Swag wants to talk more than anybody in this build. So he's like,
okay.
You come in and you see a masked man holding you at gunpoint, robbing you. You're like, okay, dude, take it all.
Yeah.
That guy gets away and then gets caught by the authorities. And instead of doing the thing where you read about it, they Scooby-Doo you. They bring you in and they go, let's find out who the perpetrator was. Jeff Austin?
Whoa.
What?
Former boss. Wow.
A pizza place in New Jersey was robbed at gunpoint. All the employees were terrified. When the cops found the perp was their old boss.
What? Was it a vendetta against the place for like firing him? I mean, so you say old boss, so he wasn't the boss
like
anymore.
Like the old owner or like
no, they're like manager.
Oh, okay.
That actually would make me feel a little bit better. Because then I would feel like you just have an axe to grind against the company, and it's not against me personally, and I don't think you would actually personally hurt me, and maybe it was a fake gun. Like, that would actually ease some of my concerns after being held at gunpoint. It would, yeah.
If you held me at gunpoint, I found out it was you.
I was just, this is fun with
I'd
Dick and Jane
so
here.
I'd feel so much more betrayed.
I'm just desperate for a little cash, man. I wasn't actually going to hurt you. I just need a little bit of money off you, all right? I wasn't trying to rob you. I was trying to rob the company.
That is ridiculous. That is such a stupid response.
That's not.
If I held you at gunpoint, I would hope
you.
I
would have been mad, like, if you knew your boss is like, oh, if we knew it was him, we could have taken him.
Yeah,
like,
finding out afterwards that they were the one underneath the mask.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would go to fun with Dick and Jane. Like, are you just in a hard spot right now and you just know where all the safes are in that place? You just happen to come back? You're harmless, man. Jeff Sacramento's not going to hurt me. He's not going to do anything to me physically. He just needed a little bit of cash. He's retired. He's got some beach house over in Virginia now. He's just looking for a little scratch.
So a gun is pointed at your face.
Probably a fake gun. Fake gun. Jeff Sacramento doesn't own a real gun.
It's an airsoft.
It's an airsoft gun. You're not hurting me, man.
Those do look real. Sometimes
they do.
Those look too real.
You get a little water pistol that looks real, too.
I love that they try to make the tip orange. It's a toy. It's orange. Yeah. Yeah, you can't spray paint that to make it look real.
Ow! I mean, it would hurt, but I'm not killing me, at least.
Worst thing my mom ever got my little brother was an airsoft gun.
Don't ever buy an airsoft gun.
Guess who got shot?
Yeah, it's going to end up bad. It's going to end up poor.
Doesn't feel good.
I had a BB gun when I was a kid. I used to shoot raccoons on my neighbor's roof, and they were not happy about that.
You murdered animals?
It didn't die. I mean, I don't think a BB can kill a raccoon. I'm sure it walked with a limp, though.
Just like Shaden.
Swag and I were just judging you quietly. I used to torture animals when I was a child. The weird thing I was into.
I mean, it's not normal. You know, I got issues.
No kidding. AutoZone Johnson. Loaded second hour. It's the anniversary. Huh? What anniversary? I'll tell you, hour number two, Dirt and Sprague 105.1, The Fan of the Fan Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.